This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And 855-REAL-JOE, you got something to say, you don't like what I'm saying? Get involved. Don't just sit there yelling at the TV set, whatever. Get involved in the conversation. Get involved. Look, get involved in the argument. I don't mind an argument. It's okay. Doesn't bother me at all. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up on the website. If you want to sign up for the email blast, we send out one a week. Not like I'm inundating you with this stuff. Not like you it takes you away from your daily grind. You can read it, you can throw it away, you can keep it. You can do whatever you want with it. I call this hour, you know, the Hot Twitter Story Hour. Now, some of you don't even know what Twitter is. You don't use it. You don't really care about it. And these stories on Twitter, because a lot of people use Twitter to get information, quickly get information, you need to know about it. You need to know they're out there. And you need to know what people say. I can't tell you how many times I'm talking to, you know, a group of people. And I'll say up on Twitter today, there was this is what was trending, and they look at you like you got two heads. And you go, oh my God, you have to have a clue. You have to know what's going on out there so you know how to respond. Now, you don't have to spend hours on it like I do. Right? But you don't have to respond. Hey, stop doing that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. The, you know, on the Women's March, I can't clean this up, so I can't play it. Or maybe I can play it without sound, I don't know. No, I don't want to do that either, because it's nasty. You know, years ago, I don't know, maybe I'm stuck in the old days. But years ago, you didn't teach your kids to use profanity. You didn't teach them to use nasty language. And the left has gotten to the point now where nothing, absolutely nothing is taboo. I mean, think about it. You've got a, not even a transgender, you've got a 9-year-old drag queen that's out pole dancing at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's acceptable. She's hailed, the mom is hailed as a hero for helping her son find his way. He's openly gay at 9. Really? Doesn't even know about sex at 9, for God's sakes. We openly hail drag queens reading children's stories at libraries and schools. We're pumping pedophilia as a normal and natural desire. I mean, seriously. And now, little kids, especially little girls now, at the Women's March, which was no... Listen, look, can we get something straight? That was no more a woman's march than Planned Parenthood is a woman's reproductive health center. Or that Margaret Sanger actually cared about women's health. She could care less. She wanted to make sure that this world wasn't filled with undesirables, which included blacks, poor people, Italians, Irish. If you weren't a person, it means you weren't welcome in her world. And now we have these little kids that they're marching the streets and they're chanting F Trump. Not F Trump, you know what I mean. And it's just amazing to me. How do you teach your child to do that? What kind of parent are you? And I know some of you are going to get mad at me. What kind of parent are you to teach your child to use that kind of language to express themselves? Because that's really intelligent. What is it? So if I can say more or harsher swear words than yours, does that make me smarter, better, stronger? Now, because I can swear like a sailor, too, if you want me to. Sorry, sailors. 25,000 patriots rallied in Virginia, right? They say over 16,000 of them were armed. Guaranteed that the majority of those armed Virginians were NRA members. And I'm sure the NRA chastised them for not having a shoot-up that day. Yet no one was arrested. There was no vandalism. Nobody was assaulted. Nobody had eggs thrown on them or drinks. Nobody was called names. There was no shooting. They were there to protect the Second Amendment, which protects everybody else. I think it, you know what? Look how fast it died away, except in Virginia. And now they have to hasten. They have to hurry up and pass those gun laws. This is going to be an outstanding... If you people in the state of Virginia vote those people back in, I have absolutely no sympathy for you anymore. None. With what they're doing right now, you should replace them all. Every one of them. Don't hesitate. Just do it and get it done. Seriously, I mean, I'm loving it. I love these stories that pop up on Twitter. Again, you got to go check them out. I don't take them at face value. Let's be real about this, okay? Nobody should take any of this stuff at face value, if you would. But Bill Barr indicted eight people for illegally funneling foreign money to Adam Schiff, not President Trump, not Rudy Giuliani. And a multitude of Democrat senators. Interesting, isn't it? Trump Senior Host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Well, that was the original one, right? And it's not the most recent, where they had to replace the whole male cast with female cast for equality reasons. Now, if they stick to what they say they believe, they should have replaced them with an all-black female cast. And on top of that, maybe even a black transgender female class. I don't know. Group. Right? Well, I'm just trying to help them. Try to be on their side. Try to be supportive. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. More hot Twitter trending stories. God, you just send them to me. Send them to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, we've been dealing with the impeachment. Not really like dealing with it like, oh my God, Because you know, they're doing it. You can find, you want to do really deep, in-depth analysis. There's 3,000 other shows you could listen to and watch. I'm watching it over my shoulder, and it's making me sick. I think it's hilarious the way the Democrats see this as a one-off, like it has nothing to do with anything they've done in the past, that if we follow the way that they did it, we're bad people. I love it. I think it's wonderful. So CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, CBS, all of them, they're calling witnesses a distraction. And it's a sham. But that was during the Clinton impeachment. And now they're trying to find out. I mean, I know I played a clip similar to this earlier. But now they're pushing hard. This whole group sees that they're losing. They can't find any evidence. They figure if they get enough witnesses up there, they can really get the American people kind of confused, maybe. I don't know. Or make it sound like there's a lot more here than there actually is. And it never stops with them. Now, this is not shocking. The Democrats and the media establishment, they're all hypocrites, really. Think about it. You know, the funny thing about it is when they get rolling, they forget. They got talking points they were supposed to speak to, not, you know, verbatim or use verbatim, and they do. Right? Bill Clinton being impeached, the rhetoric on allowing witnesses was the polar opposite of what it is today. Right? It was uncalled for, unheard of. We need to move through. We need to get this done. This is just a sham political impeachment. And yet he was guilty of lying to Congress. So I don't understand. Well, I mean, I know why. I'm just playing with you a little bit, right? I don't understand their mindset here. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And there were videos that were pseudo going viral. And the video's about the, you know, the Virginia, I don't know, what do we call it, a protest to keep your Second Amendment rights, a rally. And then I heard some people talking about how many Confederate flags there were. Ah, you know, a bunch of white supremacists with Confederate flags. I haven't seen any. I mean, I could have missed a few, no question about it. But I haven't seen any. I've seen a bunch of don't tread on me flags. I see a bunch of Trump 2020, boatload of American flags. I don't see any. I probably went through 20 minutes plus of video. I couldn't find anything there. So then they go a little further. They say not only the white supremacists flying the Confederate flag, but they're chanting, "We will not comply," which is a lie. It was a flat-out lie. They weren't chanting anything, okay? They were saying the Pledge of Allegiance. All right? This is great. And then the governor wants, you know, he wants to start to ramp up the National Guard for what? To what end? What is it for? Right? And when I look at some of these videos where they, you know, where the person is saying, look at all the Confederate flags, there aren't any. And I'm thinking maybe this person doesn't know what a Confederate flag is. I'm just saying. Now, I'm not an expert at this. I think it might be the Virginia flag they're talking about, but it doesn't look anything like a Confederate flag. Which is a real indictment on our education system now, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, and listen, a lot of these clips that people sent me links to on Twitter, I can't even play. Right? So, there's a woman in one of these pictures. She's flipping the bird on both hands. Flaming red hair. Okay, and her whole speech, her whole diatribe is F Trump. That's the whole thing. Right? And she claims to be a psychic medium, right? And she's obviously a social justice warrior. She's non-binary. Can anybody explain this to me? Is there a psychologist out there that will call the show and explain how you're comfortable with this? That this is okay behavior? I mean, 20 years ago, what do they call that, Tourette's or something? I mean, that kind of thing? And I'm not making fun of people with Tourette's, so don't write me any emails. She needs help. This woman, you know, if the red flag laws don't include her, then I'm totally against them. A gazillion percent. But she is there, both fingers up. I can't do it. Both fingers up. And feels totally empowered to do that. That's exactly what she should be doing in her mind. These people, they have a sickness. I don't know any other way to put it. There is a sickness that goes along with this. And it ain't going to stop anytime soon. You know, I just talked about you guys are fast. I just talked about the indictment on our education system. Because people don't have a clue as to what's going on. Right? But Todd Starnes put up a piece about Generation Z, and these are voters now. Well, they think they're voters. They say they're going to be voters. They think that Iran, ready for this one? Want to be sick? They think that Iran is somewhere between Dallas and Memphis. That's right. There's no way around that one. If you want to keep America great, maybe we should start with our education system. I agree with that. Right, 28% of registered voters correctly identified Iran on a small, unlabeled map of the Middle East. That's just amazing. I'm sorry, guys. And if you don't know and I'm making fun of you, I don't mean to, but go find out. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to the Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House managers continue to push for subpoenas as they argue for the Senate to add witnesses and documents in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has seen three such proposals shot down. Now they're debating a fourth, which is the subpoena of acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Hakeem Jeffries is one of the House prosecutors.
Based on the extensive evidence the House did obtain, it is clear that Mulvaney was crucial in planning the scheme.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
In the middle of day one of the impeachment trial, and I don't think it has been a good day for the House managers. We've seen the House managers and Senate Democrats making redundant motions over and over and over again, the same motions, motions that are being rejected.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Feel the rhythm now.
We shall be singing together, you and me.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, what do you think Dem's going to do when the market hits, you know, 30,000? Seriously. They're going to have a fit. They can't fight. They can't push back against that. It's just amazing to me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, I love to give you a difference in the news and the way the news is reported and that kind of thing. I love this. You know, Microsoft News, MSNBC, and so forth, here's the titles on their websites, on their news sites, if you would. Republicans block subpoenas for new evidence. You never saw that when they were reporting on Congress, how they blocked subpoenas that Republicans wanted. Right? Trump spreads distortion at Davos. Right, so all he can do is lie. Clinton says that no one likes Sanders. I mean, are you seeing a pattern here? This is great. Instant Fact Check says that Trump's defense lawyers are misrepresenting Mueller's findings. I mean, over and over and over. Right? The rule of law must be more than one mantra we repeat in going after Mitch McConnell. Right? I mean, it goes over. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And then and they come up again. Police clash with some protesters. In Virginia. No, they didn't. So, and where's the big stories, the bigger stories of the day, where the Puerto Rican governor's under investigation, where they stole from the people? Where's the apology to Trump because he did send help? And they, for some odd reason, this is what I was saying to you guys a couple of weeks ago. I've never seen hate. They hate Trump so much, they're willing to allow Puerto Ricans to die over it. Okay? I mean, think about this. They were willing to hide the food, the resources, the fresh water, the generators, everything, so that Trump would look worse. Isn't that great? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking about how Generation Z voters, they think Iran is somewhere between Dallas and Memphis, which is hilarious. I mean, what an indictment of our education system, right? Even if you don't know exactly where it is, at this point you should understand and know that it's in the Middle East, right? Have a clue? I mean, Iran, they've heard it a million times, it's so close to Israel. Now what? Is Israel close to El Paso or something? Just 28% of registered voters correctly identified Iran on a small map. Right? 8% of voters thought that Iran was Iraq on the smaller map. That's according to morning consultants Joanna Placenza. The polling experiment sheds a light on voters geographically unfamiliar with foreign countries, even those which the United States has been engaged in substantial. Listen, I've seen them where they don't know where Canada is. They don't know where Mexico is. When asked if Greece is on our northern or southern border, I should pull those old ones back up. When asked if a northern or southern border, they say our southern border. Like, wow. When you break it down by demographics, men fared better than women, 38% to the 20%. Percentages were low among Generation Z millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers, meanwhile. Independents did better, 31%, than Republicans. And Dems were down at 27%. Republicans did better than Democrats. People are clearly not learning geography anymore. That's Spencer Brown of Young America's Foundation. They asked people to pick out on a map where Iran was, and there were dots popping up along the Mississippi River and near Dallas in the middle of the Pacific. How can you be in the middle? Come on, people. How can you be in the middle of the ocean? Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. How can you be in the middle of the ocean and be a country? What is this little body of water right here? This is Iran. This isn't even being smart, dumb, or anything. But this is just ignorant beyond. Unreal. Brown chalked it up to the intersectional baloney people have been hearing in the classroom. Right. This is what I've been saying forever. We're so concerned that they don't know what bathroom to use. They don't know what to do. It's just, from a sexual standpoint, they don't know whether they're male or female. We're so concerned about all that we're not doing anything to make sure that they understand the basics of the world. And I do mean simply the basics of the world. This isn't a big deal. Anyway, nothing that may be a bit of useful knowledge, he added, basically polls often find that people can't name the three branches of government anymore. Right? Political poll was conducted on January 4th to the 5th, before Iran fired missiles at the U.S. That attack was retaliation for the U.S. drone strike. A 47% plurality support the airstrike that killed Soleimani, while Joan Placenza, in 2017, a morning consult poll, she asked Americans to try to identify North Korea on a map, and only 36% could do it. It's just amazing to me. I mean, seriously, I think, maybe I'm wrong, tell me if I'm wrong, I think this is basic stuff. It shouldn't be that hard to figure out. Anyway, that's what I think. What do I know, though, right? Did you guys hear that, God, I really hate saying her name. I'm afraid she's going to show up somewhere or something's going to happen. But I don't know if you heard that the AOC was talking to billionaires. She said, to be ethical, you need to give up control and power. So I don't want your money as much as we want your power. And we want it for the people. We don't want it for... I mean, can you imagine her having control? Let me see if I can do this on the sound. I don't want to do it in video. If I can do the sound on this would be great. Let me see. Okay, there we go. Take a look.
And to be ethical, if you're a billionaire today, the thing that you need to do is give up control and power. So I don't want your money as much as we want your power. The people, not me. That's going to get cut and clipped. And...
because that's what you meant. You do want the power. Remember the first thing you said to Donald Trump? I think it was Donald Trump Jr., right? You threatened him with somebody could issue subpoenas against him? You do want the power. Come on, be honest with us. I'm sorry, I know that word's a swear word in your world, but be honest with us. You do want the power. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And that's the other thing, that these people, why is it so hard for them to be honest? Why is it so hard for them to tell us really, truly, really what they want from us? It's not going to change anytime soon. And that's why I keep telling you guys, you have to get involved in politics. You have to get involved in education. You have to pay attention to what they're being taught in school. Right? Please say yes. So I don't know. Some of you listening are in states that do ballot what's called ballot harvesting. And I was with a group of guys over the weekend. We were talking about this. And ballot harvesting is when people can actually show up at your house. It used to be different in California. They changed the law. And they show up at your house. And they, you know, have you sent your ballot in yet? Your absentee ballot in yet? No, I haven't. Oh, that's too bad. Okay. So can I help you with it? Can we make sure that you get it in? I want to make sure it's right. I want to make sure that you've got everything filled in so your vote gets counted. And they go over and they explain it to them. They make sure they don't leave anything blank because you don't want to leave anything blank. You don't want to throw away your vote. Let me help you decide who to vote for. Yeah, this actually goes on. So... they've got this thing going on in California, and it's how some of these elections have been, for lack of a better term, they've been stolen. Now, here's the difference. Many conservative Republicans, they're not going to give their ballot up to a stranger at the door. It's not going to happen. So you need to check into that. We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. But you need to check into ballot harvesting in your state, in your area, and make sure nobody steals your election over these. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. I know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure that you're here with us. I appreciate your time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, being involved. I want you involved, too. Not just being with us, not just hanging out with us, but being involved with the conversation. So some of you, you know, if you're joining now, you have to go back and get the segment. But some of the states, some of the areas, they allow you to do ballot harvesting. I'm talking about this a few minutes ago. And if you get, and you need to get involved with your local party, hopefully it's the right party, but you need to get involved with your local party, and you need to find out whether your state does this or not. And the reason behind it is that ballot harvesting can sway a vote. It can sway an election. Now, the problem is that most conservative Republicans won't allow you to take their ballots. They'll fill them out. They'll put them in the mailbox, or they'll take them where they need to be taken. Democrats, when it comes to ballot harvesting, they get them at a higher number than we do. Not because they're smarter, not because, you know, they're better at it than we are. It's a different ideology. It's a different way of looking at things. So you need to find out about that. You need to find out about ballot harvesting in your area. You need to let the people around you know how dangerous that can be. And if they're voting absentee or along those lines, they need to make sure they fill it out themselves and get it in time. And maybe your little precinct captain, your little neighborhood captain, and you can let the right people know when to vote is, how to vote, where to go, and that kind of thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This election, I know we've been saying it for years, we've been saying it with a lot of these cycles, but you can see now how important this is. You can see now that if Hillary Clinton had made it as president and they took the House and the Senate, can you see what this country would be like? Look at Virginia. Look at California. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, is that really what you want? And then you get these guys that are on heavy medication, like the governor of Virginia, who brags that he de-escalated the peaceful pro-rally. I don't get it. Did he throw it into a coma? How much more peaceful could you have gotten? There wasn't anything that happened for it to be peaceful or non-peaceful. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, he declared victory Monday after a peaceful protest of his gun policy. He says it failed to erupt into a kind of racist violence, as he claimed would happen. We're all thankful that today passed without incident, Northam said in a statement. The team successfully de-escalated what could have been a violent situation. No, because most of those A2 people, if they're for the Second Amendment, if they're supporting the Second Amendment, they are not violent people. People with guns are not violent people. Criminals with guns are violent people. And you're not going to stop them with your gun laws, guaranteed. Matter of fact, violence is going to rise in your areas because people won't be able to protect themselves. You guys can, it's amazing to me how Dems can look at this, look at the numbers, see the increase and increase in violence, and still do the same thing. He said, I'll continue to listen to the voices of Virginians. I'll do everything in my power to keep our Commonwealth safe. Well, I don't know. Do they have the highest crime rate in the country or something? What am I missing here? Really? And what did you de-escalate? There were no incidents. And it wasn't because you had them outnumbered, because frankly, with the guns that those people had, right, they could have taken down your police force without a problem. So what did you de-escalate? The Washington Examiner's Brad Palumbo told Northam to stop fear-mongering. He also linked to an op-ed in which he argued that if all you'd done was follow liberal media reports and take cues from the Democratic politicians, you'd have expected this political protest. It was launched in response to you Virginia Democrats. The anti-gun legislation that you're looking at, and that's why I say, if you guys vote them back in, there's no hope for you. Seriously, there is no hope. You know, and again, ahead of Monday's rally, which was organized to oppose sweeping gun control measures they were going to put in place, the governor declared a state of emergency and a temporary ban on guns at the Capitol grounds. What was the emergency based on? He said it was credible threats, but I don't know. What were the credible threats? Can we have those? Can you publicize those? You be transparent, as your team is calling for in D.C.? Virginia law enforcement coordinated with the FBI to beef up security ahead of the gathering. Police ended up having a heavy presence with officers deployed on rooftops, others patrolling cars, and on bicycles. And yet none of them were pushed down, shoved down, antagonized. However, today in the rally, non-white gun owners were well represented. So somehow, well, can somebody tell me if a black person could be, can they be a white supremacist? I'm curious. I just love this. Seriously, I just love this. And AOC was outraged that the cops didn't treat the pro-gun rally like a violent Black Lives Matter riot. She calls it racism because they didn't have more of a gun presence. They didn't have more military-looking people there. you know, for the police. Why? The Second Amendment people weren't looking to start problems. The last thing they wanted was trouble. Right? And yet at the Black Lives Matter events, that wasn't the case at all. They were looking for Tory people, but they were looking for trouble. They were looking for it. They got it. There was violence at those events. The news media always fail to detect any kind of anticipated racism displays. When it's on the right, I mean, when it's on the left. So, that's why you gotta do a little homework. You gotta look around. You gotta do a little digging. Otherwise, you'll never have the truth. Because these people aren't going to tell you the truth. You know, another story that surfaced, which I think is wonderful, just great, is Liz Warren's son now, we're finding out. Is a film. Did you guys know that her son is a film producer? I didn't know that. But apparently the film that he produced in 2008 was totally funded by the Iranian government. Now, why would the Iranian government want to fund an American-made, a film made by those devils, right? Here we're supposed to die, right? Death to America, we've all heard that. Why would they fund his movie? Do you think they would fund my movie? I'll make a movie if they'll fund it for me. Investigative journalist Peter Schweitzer, he made the revelation in his latest book, Profiles in Corruption. The chapter describes how Warren's Indian-born son-in-law, Sushil Tyagi, who was married to a Massachusetts Democrat's daughter, Amelia, produced the Song of Sparrows, a movie directed by Iranian filmmakers. Now, according to an archived New York Times piece, the film was bankrolled by state welfare organization of Iran. Also, the cultural and artistic organizations of Tehran. Both organizations are controlled by the Iranian regime. The culture and the artistic organizations of Tehran, they've promoted regime propaganda and anti-Semitic events on Facebook for years. Where's Facebook on this? You think they took them down? I'm just asking. The new plan for destruction of Israel will be launched, and the Quds Culture radio station will be located at the radio station. All right, I love this, because where's mainstream media overall with these stories? Or does it? Maybe this doesn't matter. Maybe that's it. This is not a big deal. It doesn't matter. The Iranians, sponsor the film for Elizabeth Warren's son, or son-in-law, I'm sorry. I want to get it right, right? And that's all cool and well. It's just amazing. All right, so if this doesn't get your blood boiling, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help. But God bless. Transgender MMA fighter says, hey, breaking her female opponent's face, well, it's not a big deal. It's part of the game. No, it's not part of the game. Okay, females expect to be fighting females with the same makeup, with the same bone structure, with the same muscle structure. I mean, seriously, this is getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand stupid is what it's getting. No, shut up, Siri. An openly transgender mixed martial arts fighter downplayed the significance of breaking a female opponent's orbital bone, giving her a concussion and inflicting an injury that required 7 head staples. In the interview published last week by LGBT Sports, it's just amazing. It's almost like, again, there are no restrictions. There are no rules for them, only for us. Fallon Fox spoke about her 2014 fight with Tamika Brents, which ended in a first-round technical knockout. Fox told OutSports, a journalist and LGBT activist who considered Fox a hero. Right. Fox, born a male, with a male muscle structure, beats up a woman, and that's called heroic. My God. Unreal. Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate your time. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Do appreciate the time that you spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down. Keep it for tomorrow, because we're going to be here all week. Hopefully you'll join us. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.